de lunes a jueves.
The Safari Park. You're killing me, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Larry, get into bed now.
Come on, Larry! Larry!
Is there no sweeter sound than that of your own name buried in cheers and applause? I think not. Hey, this is a first here at the show, an unplanned, spontaneous, emergency episode. And as my friend Dick Masterson would say, this makes me a rage. And in keeping with the mission of the Take No Shit Dojo, we're going to delve into this grotesque incident and get to the truth, not the bullshit being dished up by an arrogant CEO and incredibly incompetent spin doctors at a $22 billion corporation, United Airlines. By now you've all seen it. A cell phone video shot on a United Airlines flight of a 69-year-old man, a doctor, being dragged by his feet like some farm animal, the back of his bloodied head bumping along the aisle by three uniformed government thugs. Was the guy a terrorist? No. Did he threaten anybody? Attack fellow passengers or flight crew? No. Smoke in the toilet? Nope. His crime was, he purchased a ticket. On United Airlines, the Friendly Skies airline. And when it happened, United Airlines chief executive officer, a guy named Oscar Munoz, made a statement. And I'm going to take it apart, line by line. But before I get to Munoz's statement, here's how a smart CEO would have answered that video. I am appalled by what I viewed. Nothing like that will ever happen again while I run this airline. That's it. That's all anybody should have said. Anybody with a fucking brain. But Oscar, he must have been out having a Pepsi when they taught Public Relations 101, because here's what he said. But by the way, we've got Oscar bound and gagged here in the dojo, so he'll be keeping his big fucking mouth shut while he gets schooled. Think I'm a rage? Yeah. Here we go. Here we go with Oski's initial statement.
This is an upsetting event for all of us here at United Airlines.
Lie number one. It was not an event, Oscar. It was an assault. Get that straight. And sit the fuck up in that desk when I'm talking to you. You may keep your seatbelt loosely fastened. Lie number two. For all of us here at UAL, United Airlines, I doubt the vast majority of United Airlines' 88,000 employees give one shit. Why would they? Because their CEO clearly does not. I'll make a quick aside here. I spent a lot of years in corporate America, and believe me, the tone is set from the top down. You can tell whether there's an asshole at the wheel just by the attitude of the security guys at the elevators in the lobby. Believe me. Okay, here's Oscar's third sentence. I apologize for having to re-accommodate these customers. Oh, re-accommodate. No, you greedy bastard. You oversold the flight. Had you not done so, this would not have happened, period. Having someone knocked unconscious and dragged off a plane is not re-accommodating them. It's a fucking felony. But not on an airplane. And I'll tell listeners why a little later in the show. Here's Oski's next statement. You don't mind if I call you Oski? Shut the fuck up. I'll call you whatever I want. Our team is moving with a sense of urgency to work with the authorities and conduct our own detailed review of what happened. Oscar's a human fire hose of bullshit. Now note how he says, our team. Suddenly it's a team. He wants to lay off some responsibility on the team. He's buck passing. And next, he wants to, quote, work with authorities. Why? There was no cause for cops on that airplane. Cops exist to address crimes. And what crime did Dr. Dow commit? Oski? Oh, wait. Oscar's later on, he says that he was belligerent and raised his voice.
He was belligerent and he raised his voice.
Sorry, Oscar. There's nothing in the penal code under belligerence or raising voice. And sit the fuck up straight again in that seat. I'm not going to tell you again, you punk. Now the sense of urgency. Classic corporate speak. Bullshit. Doesn't mean a fucking thing. A meaningless phrase. And then we're conducting our own detailed review of what happened. Hey, Oscar. The entire planet has reviewed what happened. Now you want us to delete that from memory and accept your doctored, processed version of the assault? Not gonna happen. We are also reaching out to this passenger to talk directly to him and further address and resolve this situation. Oh, Oscar, can you see this visual? Oscar is going to extend his silk-shirted sleeve with his 18-carat cufflinks as he reaches out to the doctor. When did reach out become standard corporate bullshit parlance? Sounds so much more warm and friendly than contact, doesn't it? And note how Oscar shifts from I in a previous sentence to the imperial we in this statement. Not only is this blame shifting, it signals Oscar isn't going to get his soft, plump, creamy, spongy hands one bit dirty. And again, now it's not an assault, it's a, quote, situation. And the imperial we is also going to talk, quote, directly, unquote, to him. No, you're not, Oscar, because I'd bet my life that by now, neither you nor any of your corner office minions will be speaking directly to Dr. Dow. They'll be talking to razor-toothed attorneys who smell blood in your underpants, Oscar. Now, when I first read this statement yesterday, I was rip shit, and I wanted to go for Munoz's lungs, but then I thought, hey, maybe some talentless apparatchik wrote this shit for him. Some crisis management moron who needed a course in crisis management. Maybe Oscar's not much of a wordsmith. Maybe he has the reading comprehension of a preschooler, but somehow knows how to run an airline. But then in less than 24 hours, Oscar, he doubled down. Here's his statement. Quote, like you, I was upset to see and hear about what happened last night aboard United Express Flight 3411. While the facts and circumstances are still evolving, especially with respect to why this customer defied Chicago aviation security officers the way he did, to give you a clearer picture of what happened, I have included below a recap from the preliminary reports filed by our employees. Oscar, you're a fucking three-card Monte dealer. Okay, follow the queen, or the bitch, as they say, as he blame shifts all over the fucking place. Right? The customer, quote, defied Chicago aviation security officers. So what's Oscar trying to do here? He's saying he's a criminal, right? He disobeyed authorities. Right, so let's criminalize him first. And as we established earlier, cops only have one mission, to fight or prevent crime. So what exactly was Dr. Dow's crime? And then Oski's going to give us a clearer picture. Well, that cell phone video is pretty fucking clear. But Oscar's including a recap from the preliminary reports filed by employees. Who gets final edit on those reports? Oski. His fire hose of bullshit continues to spray. Quote, as you will read, this situation was unfortunately compounded when one of the passengers we politely asked to deplane refused, and it became necessary to contact Chicago aviation security officers to help. Our employees followed established procedures. Procedures. Great word when you want to abrogate any responsibility whatsoever, right?
We were only following orders.
Yeah. I want to see your little procedural manual, Oscar. And I want to see the passage where it says, thugs shall rip 69-year-old man from seat and drag him by the feet until he's bloody. Can you email that to me, Oscar? It's thatlarryshow@gmail.com. Just nod your fucking head. Oh, you understand. Good. Now, here's his next line. Our employees followed established procedures of dealing with situations like this. While I deeply regret this situation, again, not an assault, a situation arose, I also emphatically stand behind all of you, and I want to commend you for continuing to go above and beyond to ensure we, quote, I love this line, ensure we fly right. Fly right? What the fuck does that mean, Oscar? Is that where you once again reach out with your silk shirt and gold cufflinks and chuck him on the chin with a big attaboy? Now here comes Oscar's big closer. I do believe, however, there are lessons we can learn from this experience, and we are taking a close look at the circumstances surrounding this incident. Treating our customers and each other with respect and dignity is at the core of who we are, and we must always remember this, no matter how challenging the situation. You know, Oski, respect and dignity sure don't appear to be at your core. From all indications, it looks like your core is comprised of equal parts arrogance, hubris, and stupidity. Oh, Oscar, I believe you're about to learn the lesson of your life. You threw a pail of gasoline on a raging fire. And when the smoke clears, I'll be shocked if you're not out of a job. But the damnable thing is, my friends, it's a safe bet. Oscar will exit the building with more cash than he could possibly carry. Because while Oscar is clearly a clown, it's a safe bet the attorney who cut his deal with United was not. And so Oski has a golden parachute strapped to his back, so he makes a nice soft landing on a thick mattress stuffed with money. Wouldn't it be great to see Oscar wearing a paper hat at a drive-thru window, asking if you want fries with that? It'll never happen. So how does a guy this unpolished get a job with a $6 million salary? And, oh, that's just the tip of his iceberg. With stock options and perks, his annual income is probably a multiple of that. Clearly, the guy has zero understanding of the essence of business because he's not a front man. Before taking the helm at United, he spent his career as a bean counter at a railroad, a soft drink company, and a phone company. That's his background. He fucks with spreadsheets and a calculator. He doesn't know shit about dealing with the public. I once worked with a guy who was the kind of executive Oscar will never, ever be. He ran a big, successful, prestigious magazine. And every time this guy spoke to a group of our customers, he would begin with these exact words. Ladies and gentlemen, without you, we are nothing. And that's true. Without customers, no business is a business. Oscar, I want you to write that 500 times until you understand it. Because you, Oscar, you work for Dr. Dow and everyone else who sets foot on those fucking planes. They don't work for you. Got that? You get that? Good. Okay. Maybe I'll let you have a cookie later. So, Oscar, you are to stop referring to people who pay your salary as passengers. A passenger might be a hitchhiker. These are paying customers. Big difference. And when paying customers, like Dr. Dow, buy a ticket on a flight, that's not just a ticket. It's a contract. Have you got that? Write that down, too. And when you overbook a flight, as you invariably do, you offer cash rewards for people to voluntarily give up their seat and negate that contract. And on a flight maybe filled with business travelers, clearly your chump change offer of $1,000 was just insufficient. I'll bet if you had upped that offer to $2,000 or $3,000, you'd have gotten plenty of volunteers. But that's not the way a rigid, authoritarian bean counter like you thinks, is it? For a couple of grand, Oscar would rather be right than smart. Call in the muscle, show him who's boss. I'm running this fucking airline. Is that what you think, Oscar? Not for long. And so for a pittance, not even a rounding error, to a corporation the size of United Continental Holdings, Munoz has created a public relations nightmare, greater than even if one of their planes had crashed, because that would be an accident. This was no accident. Now, there's another element to this story. What gave Oscar the green light, the authority, and his colleagues and any airline to do the same thing? It's the unholy, disgusting collusion and alliance between the airlines and the United States government. Crony capitalism at its worst. That's what you really saw in that video. Here's what airline overbooking is all about. Say a car dealer sells you a car. You pay him. You sign the paperwork. Hop in and start it up. But before you can drive away, he runs out and says, get the fuck out of that car because somebody just offered him more money for what is absolutely your car. This is how this works. And it's perfectly legal. Because whore politicians in Washington, D.C. made that happen. And those same whore politicians have given guys like Oscar a free hand to rip off and abuse customers with little or no recourse. Now here's a tip to all Dojo members. When you find yourself being fucked over by some huge corporation or institution, government, whatever it is, most people tend to complain and direct their ire at the organization. Big mistake. A $22 billion company is impervious to any individual, like gnats on an elephant. But an individual, like Oscar, is not. Now, he may not be aware of this, but he actually has bosses, millions of them, the customers and stockholders. And the top line of those bosses are really the Wall Street guys and the board of directors. When they see their fortunes diminish because of a guy like Oscar, don't for a second think that they've got his back. They'll be sticking knives in Oscar's back. A viral video like this is a gift from God. But still, Oscar is the guy at the top. He sets the tone and the policy and makes the foolish decisions. And so any and all rage, whether on social media, wherever, should not be directed at the airline, but at the guys who run the airlines, the organizations, whatever. Because these guys, no matter how big, are vulnerable. It matters not how many letters comprise their lofty titles. CEO, CMO, CFO, EIEIO, none of them mean shit. They're all replaceable. The only title in corporate America that means one goddamn thing is owner. And the stockholders own that airline, not Oscar. Hopefully they'll fire his ass. And hopefully his colleagues will get the message. And the scumbag politicians in D.C. who make situations like this possible and effectively act as Oscar's muscle. Thank you all for tuning in. Now, Oscar, I trust you've learned something at the Take No Shit Dojo,
Did you just look belligerent at me? Did you? You fucking gutless, candy-ass, pussified, comb-overed, pin-dicked, bird-legged, hair-dyed, Botoxed, spindle-wristed, price-gouging, spreadsheet-splooging, chicken-shit colostomy bag. Get the fuck out of my dojo before I have one of my junior senseis bitch-slap you and drag you out by your fucking sheer-socked, Gucci loafer size 3 geisha feet, you fucking shitbag!